from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top 2, but we ain't 2, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. One more time for the weekend gone by. And we welcome you in here to a very busy week here on Monday, July 29th, episode number 983.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
As the countdown to 1,000 rolls along, RSVPs rolling by the day. We'll let you know how you could be a part of that 1,000th episode coming up Wednesday, August 21st. It's going to be a little bit different than the shows at Sky River. We got those coming up in September. It's going to be a little bit more organized. There's not going to be as much coming and going. We're going to ask you guys to get here at a certain time. Take your seats. We're going to make it special. We're going to make it worth your while, I promise. It's going to be different. It's going to be special. The wheels are not only in motion, but they're full steam ahead down the road, man. So episode number 983 as we count down to August 21st.
Yeah, man.
I'm Damian Borland.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are happy that you are here with us.
Yeah, man.
As we got the Olympics on in front of us, USA in a tight one all the way. It's 2-2.
This game is over
right now.
The tallest person on Japan looks to be 5'1".
And that might be being generous. Holy crap. That is a little team out there.
I thought, no, it was China who had the tall girl.
Yeah, China did. That's our man, Albi Akani's old squad. He turned that Chinese national team into a juggernaut out there.
Not going to happen for Japan today. I'll tell you right now. It scores 4-2 USA. This one's over.
They might score for the rest of the quarter.
I don't know how they got the 2.
That's a shoe. Look at Diana starting. That's my dog right there. Diana Taurasi out here starting at 50, and Jason Tatum can't get on the floor. Man, it's a cold world. It's a cold world.
Man, that's a cold game.
This is This is what we're going to be doing for the next couple hours is watching. We'll do it for the next couple hours. We're going to be watching women's basketball.
A little floater action.
I think YouTube and Peacock have done a fantastic job with their Olympic coverage so far. I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I can't speak to YouTube. I don't know. They're so happy they scored. Japan's so happy they scored.
That was a hell of a floater right there, boy.
They huddled up. The ball went out of bounds. They was hype.
Oh, Asia's rattled. She throws the ball out of bounds. I've just been informed that the insiders forgot to give you their key word for the River Cats contest.
Oh.
Come on, insiders.
Come on now.
Who's producing this show? Head over to ESPN1320.com and enter the keyword strike. Enter the keyword strike over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a spot in the suite at the Rivercats game on August 16th. Again, go over to ESPN1320.com. You'll see the Rivercats logo. You'll see a spot to enter the keyword. That keyword is strike. This contest going on all week long, and you can read all of the rules right there while you're entering your keyword over at ESPN1320.com. I'm going to tell you this right now. America needs to settle down. America's throwing the ball over. America's got more turnovers right now than they got baskets. They need to calm down.
They rattled. None of this would happen if Caitlin was there.
They're shaking. Well, your girl was talking about Caitlin yesterday. Well, I know you saw that. Yeah, yeah. I also think she was full of crap with that assessment. But if she's being truthful, I respect it. But I don't think she was.
Yeah.
I think she was massaging everybody's feelings a little bit. And, I found Dawn very enjoyable yesterday in her time with Mike Tirico. But she was asked about Caitlin, and she was like, you know, honestly, if Caitlin was playing like she was at the, you know, end of the first half of the WNBA season, she'd be at the top of consideration, which was funny because it's like she wasn't at the top of consideration already, because it really boils down to her and Enrique. Like, you could pull a few others there too, but I thought that was a bit disingenuous on Miss Staley's part.
Yeah, well, she ain't gonna go on NBC and be like, she wasn't gonna make it anyway.
Well, she should have. That's what she should have said.
That would have caused a lot of mess.
Oh, look at that coach. Look, already up yelling. Look at them coaches on the sideline. She's going to pick up a technical before the game's over.
This team going to defend. I know that much. That's what's going to happen.
You goddamn right they're going to defend. They absolutely will. With Kara and Mike Tebow out there, ain't no chance this team isn't defending.
Where'd she come from?
But they better stop turning the ball over.
Hey, where'd this lady come from? Hey, what's going on here?
Wait a minute. The whole complexion of the team changed.
Wait a minute. Where'd she come from?
All of a sudden, they're going to go on a 10-0 run.
It's like
that person is tiny.
It's like an AAU tournament.
That individual with the ball is just micro. Oh, my. Oh, and now she's guarding Stewie.
Showtime.
Goodness gracious.
You talked about the
this
coverage.
Is like a watch along. Just consider the next 2 hours a watch along with D'Lo and Casey.
That's how we do it. We watching the game. It's not going to be a game for much longer. I promise you that. But you talked about the coverage.
Asia's feeling it.
The coverage so far. I can't speak to the YouTube situation, but NBC and the Peacock app, they've been doing a phenomenal job. The issue that they have, which is it's not their fault. It's just that's what happens with the Olympics. Is so much happens throughout the day, like in the morning before we wake up on the West Coast, and then they try to show it to us again in prime time. Some people have no problem with it. I'm like, you know, I hide scores and all this. I don't want to know what happened. And once I know what happens, it's sometimes it's hard for me to go back. So we got a little bit of that with Simone Biles yesterday, where hers was like first thing in the morning, the basketball game.
I was really confused when Tirico started talking about Simone in the past tense. I was like, it's like 10. Like, how is it already done? But that's where Peacock gets a big dub because they have playlists that I highlight the moments. So they have a playlist of Olympic highlights that will show like Simone's floor routine or whatever the case may be, and then go to the next thing. Then they have a different playlist that says USA's highlights for the day. And it's a huge plus. Plus, you can't see it now because we're watching the game on a single screen, but their multi-view is on point. I watched badminton and judo on Saturday morning.
So are you one of the people that you'll kind of watch anything because it's the Olympics?
Yeah, well, it was kind of, I was up before everybody else. So got back from the walk and just was like, I'm going to turn the Olympics on. And that's what was on. Like badminton was on, judo was on. And so I just went to the multi-screen and I just wanted the Olympics on, right? Because I don't really know what's on when. Mm-hmm. So there's a time delay. Something I want to see is going to jump up at some point. So I just put the multi-view on. And
there's a guy that I follow on Twitter. I retweet it every time I see it, but he does a really good job of breaking down the day.
Mm. I think I saw you either retweet that or did you put it on IG?
I retweeted it. Yeah, I retweet it. He breaks everything down, the time and all that. He starts on Eastern time, but he does a really good job. You know, so I watch a lot of stuff because it's the Olympics. Oh, I ain't gonna watch everything, right? So, like, after the basketball game, I was like, oh, it's the Olympics. It's Sunday. It's still early. What's going on? And then surfing was on. I said, there's Major League Baseball still going on. Mm. I'll turn it to the Phillies and Guardians. That's what I'll turn it to. But, the app, the Peacock app, I watched Canada and Greece. I missed it during the day. I kind of was able to stay away from it. Was able to not know who won. And Giannis and SGA. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing about like the way they're doing it. And I talked about how great this tournament is. I'm gonna watch the other games.
Yeah.
Like the other games are gonna be really interesting, and you know some of them are gonna be for who can get into the bracket play or whatever the case, who can come out of that pool. So I'll watch the other game. Watch boxing. They take the headgear off now in boxing. I don't know if this is the first
time. I saw that. So I'm gonna take this is gonna sound crazy, and my sincerest apologies. Boxing was one of the things that I watched too.
I've never really watched boxing before, by the way, in the Olympics.
So I'm not. You know, I'm not starting the 14th round here anytime soon. Oh. But if you tell me to watch something, I watch it, right? Yeah. So I've probably watched a little bit more boxing in recent years, either live or after you told me go see this, than I have in a long time. You know, over the last 4 years, I've watched a lot more boxing. Watching again, this sounds ridiculous. Watching these dudes in the Olympics is like, man, you can't fight. Like, what are these guys doing? Like, I don't even know if the two end. You know, and it's funny you say that. I didn't recognize that their headgear was off.
Yeah.
Until you just said that, I'm thinking back to it. And it's like, oh, their headgear was off.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was gonna happen.
That was not pretty. That was not a pretty showcase.
It's not it.
It like, did not the, look like the Sweet Science. It looked days, like chaotic memes outside of. Downtown Sacramento somewhere.
916 times.
916 times. Yeah. That's what it is.
They
Kelsey Plum. Sorry.
Back in the day, you know, that was a lot of these fighters' introduction to the world, right?
Yeah.
Like Sugar Ray, Floyd Mayweather, all these guys like be on the Olympic team. You win a gold or some Oscar De La Hoya. You win a gold medal, and then that propels you in your professional career. But I mean. That's not the case anymore. Like Tank, there's a guy that's like supposed to be the next Tank that's on Mayweather Promotions.
Mm-hmm.
He looks just like him. It's crazy. He kind of fights like him too. Back in the day, he'd be trying to get on the Olympic team. I think he's 17, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He already turned pro at like 17. He's like, it's whatever. So that dilutes, at least for America. Cuba might be different. Puerto Rico might be different. But at least for the USA, it kind of dilutes it because all the best fighters are already gone pro at this point.
I think I love Kelsey Plum.
Shout out Kelsey Plum, always.
I rewatched a good chunk of the opening ceremonies as well. That was phenomenal.
They did a great job.
Oh my God.
And then
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And it wasn't until after we watched it that I read about all of the, all of the different stuff. There was a group of individuals that were throwing temper tantrums left and right. It was
because of everything, because of Bron.
Why? Well, there were drag queens involved.
Ryan Garcia lost his damn mind again.
Well, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, he lost that's his hard mind. To believe. Yeah.
Somewhere Dana White threw something, I'm sure.
Not money.
Definitely wasn't money, at least not at fighters. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Olympics. And Boogie is back in Sacramento.
Hey.
We'll explain. Boogie is back in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
We'll explain. Stealing with Casey. Not with a hoodie. No. Though if he did, that show would go crazy because we can speak from experience. Stealing with KC. Just getting started here on this Monday. Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. We were talking about cooking during the commercial break, sort of. I made ribs on the grill for the first time.
Hey.
And one, flawless. Mm. Your boy's in his bag on the grill.
I see you.
But there will never be another living creature more excited when the rack of ribs come out than Sprout. Because I had people at the house, and of course my brother, hey, can I give her the bone? And I'm like, oh, she'll love it. It's not a pork bone. It's a beef bone. She'll love it. All right. She got like three of those things. that dog couldn't
have
been
happier. Was that the first time that she got that?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, yeah. Now she hooked.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, I made a plate for my mom to go, and all of us, she's like looking around like, hey, somebody, come off them ribs, homie. All right, man. All right, man.
A little taste of heaven for the first time.
That's a true story. That is a true story as Japan and USA go to their first time out.
Still kind of closer than I anticipated.
Well, that's because USA is throwing the ball all over the place. And Asia got them settled down. Then Asia came out. Brittany came in. And they just all got to get their Olympic nerves out. I'm not sure.
That reminds me. Did you see that stat about the game yesterday with USA and Serbia and Jokic?
I don't think so.
This is crazy. It's crazy. They probably would have lost either way. It doesn't matter. But the tweet was Nikola Jokic's impact on the game is immeasurable.
Oh, my goodness.
This one is kind of interesting. He played 31 minutes in that game. During that time, the score was 81-81. In his 9 minutes that he was off the floor, 29-3.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, LeBron, salute to Jokic. That was a fantastic game yesterday.
They were
hooping
in the first. Team USA just went to another level. But, yeah. And I thought both teams were
Kevin Durant
hooping.
Took him to another level. Oof. Like, that was for a dude who... honestly was wondering, like, when is he going to play?
I don't mean to do this. I don't mean to do this because, like, usually it happens, like, when somebody has a good game and you say all this other stuff. If Kevin Durant on Wednesday goes 4-for-17, trust me, my feelings won't change. But Jesse was there. Wasn't that a conversation between you and our guy Kyle Madsen about a top 10 player of all time?
Well, KD and Steph?
Just KD in general.
Yeah, KD, like, yeah.
KD ain't top
10. Yeah, yeah. I was fighting for KD top 10.
There's not 10 people that's ever played this game that are better than him. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
What
does Wilt Chamberlain, basically a three-way Wilt Chamberlain score?
Yeah. that guy's too much.
What he did yesterday was pretty insane. Mm-hmm. Like, the game is, like, just locked. It's a fight. Mm-hmm. And he comes in, and that man doesn't touch the rim.
Ooh.
When he took that shot at the end of the quarter, that fall away at the end of the quarter, and it just arcs up and straight down. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. I was mad when he missed the one.
he was insane. I was, we ended up watching it, like, as a family, right? Like, we all were in the bed, me and my wife.
Well, wasn't like that.
my son and my daughter, and we were watching the game. And they'll tell you, I was just passing out in the bed. I was just like, oh, my God. Just passing out. He did a shot, then Jokic hit Joel Embiid with the one-on-one, got the and-one, said, Jokic, that's my mind. I was losing it. That first half was incredible. And when he hit that shot, like you just talked about, at the end of the half, I almost fell out the bed.
And the killer was what KD did, drowned out what LeBron did. LeBron, this entire international stretch has been absurd. Mm-hmm. Like, he's playing at an incredibly high level in the, you know, 20 some odd minutes that he's playing.
Yeah. He is showing, and I'm sorry, this is part of the story. It's part of the story. This man's going to turn 40 in a few months.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
And he is dominating the Olympics. Mm-hmm. He's dominating in crucial moments. It's special to watch. This is just like I talked about with Kevin Durant, and I can't imagine there's 10 guys that's ever played the game better than Kevin Durant. Like, I can't picture it. You know, I'm Jordan. I'll make my arguments for Jordan. Can I say definitively that somebody has played basketball better than LeBron James plays? And now we're going into, like, the longevity, which is crazy.
The longevity
is stupid.
Absurd.
Oh, man.
Absolutely absurd. That's why the line Father Time is undefeated has to end.
Yeah, Father Time lost.
Yeah, like, Brady did it. And LeBron is doing it.
These are the,
like,
two that beat Father Time.
Yeah, like, he's no longer undefeated.
No,
it's all right. It was a hell of a goal. It was better than Goldberg Street.
Father Time is 1,000,002.
Yeah, Brady and LeBron are Kevin Nash. Brady hit him with the taser, and LeBron power bombed him. This thing's over.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking about that because of the whole age thing, and LeBron, Tom Brady. And I can't, trying to think of somebody else. Like, I kind of thought about, like, maybe Floyd Mayweather. I think when he was done, he was 40 or close to 40, and he was just still dominant. But even if you want to include him, that's just those three. Those three. These guys are insane.
Yeah.
LeBron, what he did last night, I wanted him to get the triple-double yesterday. It didn't happen, but I wanted him to get it.
Brittany just grabbed a rebound with both feet on the floor in one hand. Come on, man. This thing was a 4-point game a split second ago. Now USA is up 12. Japan has called timeout. They're thinking about their life choices. And USA is rolling. This is what we expected. This is what it should be. They're as fun as the tournament should be on the women's side, the men's side, that should not be the case on the women's side.
This is going to be a cakewalk.
This is the – it should be. Like, this USA women are still the – they are the top. There's no – Jokic's,
right.
you know, equivalent to, you know, Jokic and mm-hmm. or even a Bogey. Like, it's just, they're just not there anymore.
I wonder when that will change.
Well, probably, I mean, Lauren and Penny were both on the Australian team, and they were, like, Penny's just one of the nastiest shooters of all time. Mm-hmm. And, like, Lauren is, and, you know, we were looking over that list a couple days ago, like, you could make a strong argument Lauren's underrated.
Mm.
But that was the Australian team. Like, Russia gave USA a run in 08, but... like, that game was a legit fight. Like, it was a fist fight. But the team everyone was worried about was Australia.
They haven't lost since 96. Mm-hmm. Well, they won in 96.
Yeah.
They haven't lost since 92?
No, I don't. I think they haven't lost an international game.
Tell me that stat, too. I was just thinking, like, gold medal. Like, they've won the gold medal every time since 96. Did they win it in 92?
I don't even remember the... I don't remember the women's Olympic team in 92.
Teresa Edwards is the only person I remember.
Who was it?
But, I mean, yeah, at this point, you're about to give the number, too. They haven't lost a game probably. I don't know how long.
Basketball in the 92 Summer Olympics. That's Barcelona. USA was the bronze medalist.
They lose to Australia?
China was the silver medalist. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I do not know what these initials stand for. Oh, it's okay. It, I guess it was the Soviet Union team. Mm. Mm. Maybe masked something different. I have very little, as much of those Olympics as I watched, I have very little recollection of that team.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I basically got introduced to women's basketball in 96 because I remember the hype around that team and how special it was for them to get that gold medal. I remember watching that game. I remember more about them in the 96 Olympics than I do the men's team, to be honest.
The women have won 9 out of the 11 Olympic tournaments they've entered. Mm. We obviously just read one that they didn't.
Gosh, Japan, these girls can shoot.
I think the other one actually might have been Pat's team in 76.
Is that right? Yeah, 9 of 14 from beyond the arc is Japan.
That's their only hope.
Gosh.
They tried to get a rebound a second ago, and Brittany was like, nah. you good. With that being said, though, it's still a 12-point game.
Yeah.
Their only hope is to get them shots up.
But you said 9 of the 12 they've entered, 9 of 11 they've entered?
9 of 11, I think is what I said. They had lost 2, right? Yeah, 9 out of 11. They lost in 76, which I'm almost certain was Pat's team, and then the one we just read back in 92. And what I'm trying to find is the last game that they lost.
That might have been 92.
It might have been. They have no Olympic losses since 1992. Oh, no, that's not true. Dumbass. No losses in any major tournament since 2006. In 2006, I think they lost the World Championships. Mm. That caused a revamp of the what was going to be the 2008 team, mm-hmm. and that's how Kara got on it.
Mm.
They didn't blow the team up, but it was like, this isn't working.
Right.
There's no chance we're going to allow this team to lose at the Olympics. If we're getting complacent, cool. Let's open this thing back up. Everybody started reporting to camp. The thing got wide open, and that's how the team changed.
I'm laughing because they lose a game for the first time in 10 years. Mm-hmm. This isn't working anymore.
Yep. That's a shoot. Yep.
Lose a game. Did that keep them from winning the World Championships, or did they just lose a game like in pool play?
No, I think they lost the World Championships. Mm. Let's go back 2006. Yeah, they won the bronze medal.
Mm.
That's not acceptable.
Not acceptable. I mean,
not acceptable.
We don't know if that would have happened, but they weren't taking any chances. They said, we're not doing this.
I'd like to believe they would have lost had they not revamped the team.
I agree.
That's the way it should be.
That's
Caitlin. Oh, man.
They didn't lose. They didn't miss 3 in a row.
They got like 9 Caitlins on this Japan team. Oh, look at this little one.
Cash. You see the way she walked away from
that. Oh, yeah, she knew. Uh-oh.
Somebody got the wind knocked out of her. Took a knee to the stomach.
Is that what it was?
That's what I think.
Yeah, she was reacting like she just got a... She just got a Brock Lesnar knee to the gut.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, these ladies are phenomenal. You know, one of the things, as I see Japan shoot the lights out from beyond the arc, one of the things that I noticed in that game yesterday with the men is, and I don't think they'll fall off a cliff or nothing like that. I think it'll be fine. Like, these are the best players in the world, some of the best players in the world. But they shot the lights out. Like, they made, what, they shoot like 58% from the field?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from three, I know at one point they were shooting like 60-some percent from three. I only say that to say, you know, will it continue? I don't think they'll shoot like that. I think they'll shoot good enough to kind of keep it going. But they shot crazy. they shot crazy in that game yesterday. So
I think part of it is the Tokyo and the, you know, kind of weird situations for 2020 and 2021. Mm-hmm. But not only am I like excited for I've enjoyed everything we've seen so far. Like, I enjoy, you know, just flipping the TV on and putting a multi-view on or some mm-hmm. Olympic sport on or having, you know, the women playing basketball when the show starts. Like, yeah. I love that.
Absolutely.
I absolutely love it.
The men's...
I didn't feel this way 3 years ago or 4 years ago or in 2021.
It was just weird. The men's team, they shot 62% from the field, 56% from beyond the arc. They made 18 threes yesterday.
Wow.
So I don't expect that. I think they'll still shoot.
Threes.
They'll shoot great, but that's kind of crazy. The percentages were crazy yesterday. How many Tatum hit? Let me see.
Oh, that's, hey.
Let me see how many Tatum
wow.
hit.
Wow.
Oh, never mind. Wow. That's crazy, man.
How many Tyrese hit?
Damn, let me check.
That's cold. That's hate.
Let me check.
That's hate.
Oh,
there was all, look,
no,
this.
No, nothing.
This is just, I love that all of the questions, this is funny. This isn't hate, it's funny. I love that all of the questions were about Tatum. And no one went, hey, coach, how come Tyrese didn't play? Like, not one person asked that question. Again, it sounds like, hey, it's not. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Oh, Tatum, world champion. Oh, great players. Didn't play. No one asked why.
Well, it's almost like walking into the hotel room.
Well, wow.
That was a
They said
video.
The silence is deafening.
That was a cold video, man.
But that's the nature of these teams. Like, the games are shorter. We talk about this. We talked about this when the team was formed. Mm-hmm. You can, in 08, it was Michael Redd. Delisha Milton Jones on the women's side didn't play a lot. Like, mm-hmm. that happens. In 12, I can't remember who it was in 12 on the men's side that didn't play a lot. Boozer? I don't remember. Somebody in 2012. But it happens every year or every cycle where there's just someone who doesn't get a run. But what's funny about it to me is while no one will say this, it'll give you a little peek into who fought for who to be on the team. Mm. And as crazy as this sounds, it goes for Tyrese. Mm-hmm. I think it goes for Tatum too. Mm. Because the first question these guys will ask when selecting these teams is, because, I hate this. It's basketball. But international play is a little bit different.
It is.
And the question they'll ask is, who can play every game? Mm-hmm. And once you get through the list of guys who can play every game, that's where you start to get to other players, mm-hmm. almost like specialty players. And you could almost hear this in Steve Kerr's response to the question yesterday with Brian Windhorst, where it was like, we kind of knew the way that Serbia was set up, and you know, he acknowledged it's not like I hated the line, I felt like an idiot not playing him, because it almost made it sound like he forgot, like he didn't realize but clearly when you hear the whole clip, that's not the case. He said he talked to Tatum before the game, and he said, you know, the way this matchup lays out with Kevin Durant back, you know, there's a chance we don't really get to you in this one. Mm. Now, with our matchup tomorrow, that's going to be completely different. And so, like, you know, this isn't a thing where you're not playing the whole Olympics, but it gives you a little insight into who the committee thinks is kind of a situational player mm-hmm. versus these guys who they think they can play every night. Because I think KD's going to start tomorrow. Oh, yeah. I think they was trying to get KD on the floor.
Right.
And he did.
He got on the floor for sure.
And now I think Kevin Durant's back to being Kevin Durant that's starting.
Everything, I agree with everything that you said there. And this guy is a hell of a ball player. I've done a bit of a 180 on him a little bit. Guy can go hard, Pauls. But on the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, I agree with Randy Lilly. Derek White getting run over Tatum is wild. Derek White he didn't do anything wrong yesterday. He looked fine. He plays defense.
But is that a specialty player? Like, isn't Derek White a specialty player in his own right? I hear you. There's no one. Derek White's not better than Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. But in what they're looking for on that team where you got scorers and guys who have the ball in the hand, doesn't Derek White fit a little bit better? Like, didn't he have, and I don't know, I don't know the number. Didn't he have like 4 steals yesterday?
Yeah, he did. Like, Derek, my thing with that is the difference between what Derek White can give you for what you're looking for and Jason Tatum can give you is not so drastic where he needs to be playing over Tatum. Like, it's not, it's like, I'm just throwing out a name, right? This is going to come off like 8, but it was the first name I thought. Mm-hmm. Say he was on the team. The difference between what Derek White could give you and Buddy Hield could give you is drastic, right? It is drastic.
You're correct. That's 8.
That's
8. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's 8. Buddy minding his own business. That dude ain't bothering nobody. Just walking the streets of San Francisco. And
if there was like some type of composite score of like the way to grade a player or something like that on their performance and what you're looking for, Derek White might be at an 85, Buddy Hield might be at a 55, right? That's not the case between Derek White and Tatum. If it's even like, just I'm gonna give you that Derek White gives you what you're looking for better. It's for like probably like 85 and 80. So if it's that close, combined with what he can do on the offensive end, I don't think that Tatum.
But you have, like, I'm not trying to make a case for Jason Tatum not playing. Mm-hmm. I'm just defending the Derek White playing time a little bit, I guess, in that I feel like they had scorers. Mm-hmm. They had guys who could put the ball in the basket. They needed someone who could take away a couple of possessions or wanted someone who could take a couple of possessions away from Serbia. And I'll be honest, I didn't really realize Tatum hadn't played until I pulled up the box score because I wanted to see what LeBron had, and then that's when I realized Tatum hadn't played. But I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal. I'm sure Jason does, as he should. Jason Tatum should feel like it's a big deal, but I just think it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating because there was a lot of Derek White over Jaylen Brown and that whole conversation and what it became. Clearly, they saw Derek White could do some things that other guys couldn't. That's something Kawhi could do. Mm-hmm. Kawhi can do the things defensively that Derek White can do, probably to a greater degree when he's healthy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they went the route that they went instead of going with Jaylen.
I also, we get our jokes off and things of that nature, but I thought Don Staley brought up a great point, and it's something that is something that a coach or somebody would look at in this situation. And I loved about it is you've got Tyrese Halliburton not playing, not getting any minutes, and I don't know how many games or whatever the case may be. Who's the first guy up after every made KD shot?
Absolutely.
Who's the first guy off the bench?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the first guy? You know.
Well, he was second after Anthony Davis hit him with the DX.
Oh, Ant-Man.
Yeah, Anthony Edwards. I mean, yeah, Anthony Edwards hit him with a. He hit him with a. He didn't just hit him with the DX. He hit him with a prolonged. It was like a combination of DX and like Bobby Brown circa My Prerogative. It was like right on the cusp of that. And the funny thing is the camera caught him and just stayed on it. They just shot the entire sequence. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
I love that. I love that from Tyrese. I say this all the time on this show and everywhere else. You know, I'm a coach. I'm a father. and you talk about things that I teach my son, I'm pointing that out, you know, just as much as I'm pointing out what KD did or LeBron did. Like, look at Tyrese Halliburton. You know, does he want to play? Absolutely. Does he feel like he should be playing? Absolutely. Is he letting that affect his approach to how, what type of teammate he's going to be? Not at all. I love that. I salute Tyrese for that, man.
I also think, I don't think Tyrese is getting DMPs the whole tournament either.
I think he said he was playing tomorrow or Wednesday.
I think, because I think some of these guys that you're not sure about, you're probably going to get run before the pool ends. But Tyrese, this is the difference between the two. Tyrese is next.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no mm-hmm. question about that. The weird thing with Tatum is Tatum's now.
Now-ish. He's now. I mean, he's already won a gold medal, I think, either at the Olympics or...
Well, he ain't passed. Yeah. Like,
no.
Tatum is...
I would say...
He won a championship like a month ago.
No, for sure. But I would say he's more AD than LeBron.
Oh, strong.
Right? Like AD, like Kevin Durant, LeBron James, I'll even throw Joel Embiid, Steph Curry. This is their team. Okay. It's going to be Anthony Edwards'
you
team.
You could have.
I'm just trying to.
I know. You could have left a couple of guys out of there, but it's fine. Go ahead.
But you look at maybe 2020, probably 2028. That's Ant-Man, Tatum,
yeah,
Tyrese. Yeah. Bam, those guys. You know what I mean? Like that. That's, I get what you're saying. Like he's a little higher and further along than Tyrese.
I meant a little bit more. But like, even if you translate that to the NBA, even if we translate the now and next thing to the NBA, what Tyrese is doing is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no questioning what Tyrese is as a ball player. Tyrese is still next, though.
Right. I hear you.
He's not now.
Yeah.
Tatum in NBA term is now.
Right.
And that's kind of more of what I was looking at. The team, by all accounts, this team is LeBron James' team. Like, this is
the game of basketball is LeBron James' game.
Man, that's a shoot. And Steph, it's crazy. This is Steph's first Olympics.
That's crazy. I always trip out when I hear
that's amazing.
I don't know, you know, what happened if he declined. I'm sure he declined a couple times or whatever. But
well, 16, I'm not sure what happened in 16. 2020, I wouldn't have gone either, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't have gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're here.
Yeah.
But this is, like, it's LeBron's team.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're doing the, who recreated the photo? Steph and KD? Did you hear about that story? I think Steph said it. They recreated the photo we love so much, the iconic photo.
Oh, yeah, with Magic and...
Bird and...
Yeah.
Was it...
It was Steph, KD, and LeBron.
Yeah, that's whose team it is.
Absolutely.
It's those three right there. Yeah. We'll come back. We're in commercial right now. I think USA is up maybe 10, 8.
Japan is... I apologize to them. They're not going to win, but...
You should.
Yeah, there's... They are doing
I'm gonna need great. Them to stop hitting threes at some point. But we're having fun, man, watching basketball, talking basketball. And I did mention Boogie is back in Sacramento. We'll talk about Boogie Ellis and the deal that he signed and why a lot of Kings fans are excited about that. That's up ahead here with Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Get in on the action. Sky River Casino is the place to play with 2,100 of the newest slot machines and over 80 table games. Sky is the limit at Sky River Casino. Wow.
That's one of my favorite things.
No, I guess the world will never know what I was thinking about over the weekend because Jesse's a hater.
No, sometimes it's like that.
Hey, shout out to Morgan. Oh. Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
Did you get an email from Morgan?
No, I'm not on that list.
No. Hold on. Y'all going to have to excuse me for a second because... I just got an email from Morgan. I don't know who Morgan is, but she sent me something that I need to look at real quick because I did. I just
is Morgan Reagan?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
View. Oh, come on, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I need you to check it. Oh, check your Ticketmaster email. Kenny, y'all don't know this. KC has 4,767 emails.
I only have four, I think.
Check,
right, four,
check the Ticketmaster email. And then tell me if you got anything.
That's going to be tough.
For God's sake.
I told you in the text, I'm not even logged into that email. I'm going to have to, give me some time. Give me a second. Give me a second.
At the concert tomorrow. Anybody seen Kenny? No, he couldn't access his email. Yeah, so Complex. I got mine.
Hey, yo.
Hey, did you get him yet?
I didn't even
look. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we got some. We got a nice little setup for Chris Breezy tomorrow.
Hey.
Yeah, we got a nice little setup for Chris Breezy tomorrow. Y'all just gonna have to excuse me because
Morgan.
I just need to see. Shout out to Morgan, whoever you are.
Shout out Morgan. It's lit.
It is lit.
I'm gonna be walking around like Luca. I'll be talking to people sitting elsewhere like Luca. Get away from me.
Get out of my seat, good man. Before I call you what I called the Madsen of Kyle. Move. Security, this man is in my seat. Oh, come on, man. This is what I needed to see. I needed to see the map. We up tonight.
That's the place to be.
Yeah, we up
last
tonight.
Time I seen Breezy, I was down there. I wasn't that close, but that's the place to be because you got access to the lounges.
Yeah, we up tonight. Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Not tonight, tomorrow.
Shout out Weezy80 in the chat. Do you guys want to play What Did Draymond Green Say Now Later?
Come on, man. Come on, this dude, man.
Wow. Do we have the audio?
Yeah, it's on Twitter. I just looked it up right now.
Oh, yeah. Pull the audio up.
While you pull that up, I was just to pay off something we talked about. I got the quote as to what happened with Steph Curry before. He talked about it.
What happened?
But like why he hadn't played in the Olympics.
Oh.
So he says this is a quote, he said, in 2012, I didn't get picked because I wasn't on the level I needed to be. In 16, I was coming off the finals run, and I didn't feel I would get the rest I needed to get ready for the next season. And in 2020, it was a COVID year, and just that whole process. I don't remember what was going on family-wise, but it wasn't a good time for me.
Yeah, I don't blame anybody who 2020 just said, nah. Yeah. Nah, I'm good with that.
That's crazy. That's just crazy, though. Like, Steph, that this first time in his whole career, he looks like he's having a blast. One of the things that I love about the Olympics, and this one specifically, I guess because I'm seeing a lot of it, is just the people, right? Like the Team USA people. I guess they're you would know about this, but they're trading pins
mm-hmm.
for the sports and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And somebody from like fencing was talking to Asia and Steph, and then. Somebody, table tennis challenged
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. That was pretty cool. And then, did you see the lady? I don't know what she does, but I forgot her name. The Jamaican sprinter is like her favorite athlete, and she just like almost passes out because she gets to meet her.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
Yeah,
no.
So somebody on Team USA. I don't know what she does. But she like got a follow back on Instagram from the Jamaican sprinter, and she was like losing it. She's like, "Oh my gosh, she's like my favorite athlete of all time." She's losing it, and then like Ann Foster, I think is the sprinter's name. She's one of the baddest to ever do it, and she's like, "Hey, do you want to meet up?" But the girl is like with her teammates, like. Going crazy, like I can't even type right now. Like, what should I say? Like, she's losing it. She hands the phone to her teammate. Like, just type because my hands aren't even working right now. Like, it's crazy. And she's like, "Do you want to meet up in the village?" And then the friend sends it from her account, and she's like, "All right, sent." She's like, "Oh my gosh, I just sent it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it." And then she's like, "Yeah, sure, let's meet up, whatever." And she meets her, gives her a big old hug, and she's like, "I love you. Like, you're my favorite ever." Like, da 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 da. She's like a fencing player or something mm-hmm. like that. But Shelly Ann Fraser, that's what it is, Fraser Price. But just like all those moments with the Olympics, man, seeing these people fan out for people that they love to see in their sports as well is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. I absolutely love that. Pin trading is a big thing there.
I saw there
was just some great memes and videos and all of that stuff coming out of the Olympics. We're in halftime of the women's basketball game right now, so I guess let's see what Draymond Green has to say. Draymond Green.
This guy. Look, I didn't even comment on this. I was going to leave it alone, man. I mean,
so
I didn't even see it,
so Weezy threw it in the chat.
Oh, I saw it this morning.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah. You know what?
So my thing was, at some point, we have to stop paying attention to this dude.
This is fun. It's July.
But if y'all call for it, we play the hits. If y'all want to hear Not Like Us again, then we're going to play it, goddammit.
That's what the people want.
Let's go full screen here with that image, Jesse. And, Draymond Green.
50-something. He took a $100 million discount.
Ah, he did to Draymond Green.
Caught it. I didn't hear that part when I listened to it back. That's my fault. We caught it. I didn't hear that part when I listened to it back first. It's you and me.
It got dumped, so it's good.
Shout out to the Odyssey app and those on YouTube.
Well, they get that exclusive.
You essentially get the Patreon version of Dilo and KC. You basically do.
That was Jeff Teague. That was Jeff Teague doing, you know, saying what he said. But the point still remains.
Took
Draymond,
the
wild,
Draymond Green.
He wild for that, man. Yo, whose man's is this?
He took the Draymond Green. That dude, look, Ramsey says, Pinocchio, Draymond Green. Donovan says, Draymond is such a confident BSer. That dude cannot talk without lying. Now, what he said might have been factually accurate.
Which part?
Well, if he had waited, he would have been eligible for 180. Yeah.
Not that I was about to say.
But thinking he would have gotten it is an entirely different story. I'm a big believer in you have to be confident in yourself, because not everyone's going to be confident in you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you've got to prop yourself up because other people won't prop you up. Don't rely on anybody to prop you up. 100%. Boy, Draymond takes those feelings to an entirely different level.
That guy, bro.
To the point where what he's saying when you put it all together makes absolutely no sense. By the time all's said and done, Draymond will believe he is the greatest player that ever existed. He said he doesn't want to stick around too long because he doesn't want people to treat him the way he treated Paul Pierce on his way out. Bro, you're already there.
You've been there for about 3 years.
You're already significantly worse than Paul Pierce was when Paul Pierce left the league. Talking about they don't love you like that. Fam, the whole league can't stand you. With the exception of LeBron James. You might be out of the league if you didn't buddy up to LeBron James the way that you do.
That sounds about right.
The smartest move you ever made was bringing Rich Paul on as your agent.
I mean, how crazy is that, though? How crazy is, you hear something like that and, yeah, he did the Draymond Green.
Crazy.
Bro, stop. Stop.
That's
bro.
Wild.
It's crazy. You could have just, you would have sounded foolish anyway, but if you would have just said, oh, yeah, man, I remember I was in that situation where, hey, what up, Coach K? Coach K going to talk the whole Olympics. She going to be the designated talker?
She might be because, I mean, Sacramento legend. Yeah, she's pissed.
Yeah.
Don't be. Yeah. Defensively. Yeah, she's pissed.
Don't be too mad, Coach. They're hitting shots at a ridiculous rate.
I've seen that look before. Get out of my face. Get out of my face, because I swear to God, if this team doesn't start defending the three-point line, we're going to have a problem.
Nice out of the start the second half like that. But if he would have said, you know, I remember I was in a situation that was kind of similar, he would have been full of it, because you weren't getting 100 whatever million.
It's also 80 versus 113.
Right.
But yeah, do you.
He could have referenced that. But the outright call it the Draymond Green. That's why I don't nobody like you.
He signed to Draymond Green. So who said it? Someone said it in the chat earlier. Here. Teague had Draymond super comfortable that whole damn interview. That dude has given us a week's worth of lie content out of that one interview.
Oh, man. All right. Well, all right, bro. Do you, bro. Whatever makes you happy in life, sir. But it's just, it's getting to the point where it's like, hey, man, like, we know who you are. We know how you're getting down.
At some point, we need to make a list of Draymond Green's greatest hits, because the smartest dumb play in NBA history, or whatever that line was, has to be really high up there. That has to be really high.
That's top three. That might be now that I think about it, it might be top five.
And
that's how crazy the things he says is. Oh, that might only be top five.
It was two blocks on that play. Yeah. They ready.
Well, they can write home that they did some good stuff out there. Japan can write home. They did some good stuff.
Every time you do that, they go on a 7-0 run. Every single time you do that, they go on a 7-0 run. Hey, what happened? Why did USA lose? Kenny Caraway in Sacramento?
Don't do that.
Hey, so I don't know. Someone might have to call and explain. I got really, really nervous when I did this, but was it yesterday morning?
Mm.
Was the game yesterday morning? It was yesterday morning, right?
Yes.
So the Robert Downey Jr. clip from Comic-Con dropped.
I saw that, yeah. Yeah.
And it was the hottest thing on the internet, and KD was going crazy. So I was like, I don't. And here's the thing: I have no clue what it means. I've even tried to read about it, and I'm not sure that I fully understand. But everything about that moment was pro wrestling. And he rips the mask off, and the crowd goes crazy. And I'm like, this is perfect for Kevin Durant. And then as soon as I posted it, I got nervous because I was like, I think the comic book people are going to kill me for this, because I don't actually know what that clip stands for.
Mm. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.